Hello, 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 and welcome to Pimpin' Positivity, where I will hype you up and you will get motivated along the way. I am Alethea Crimmins, also known as Miss HDIC. What's up, people? What's up? So I put a poll out on IG asking people what they wanted me to talk about. And a lot of people wanted to talk about making themselves a priority. And that's something that we don't do. We are not number one in our own lives. If you make a list of everything in your life, and if you are not number one on that list, then something wrong. If your list have other people before you, then something is wrong, because nobody should come before you except God. But we often put everybody before ourselves, and that is the issue. And I am guilty of it too, because I am a natural born people pleaser. I wanted to please everybody so much so that I forgot that I needed to be happy too. I needed something too, but I was so busy trying to fill up everybody else that I forgot about me. Baby, but I am not a back burner bitch. So when I realized that I was not a side dish, that I was, in fact, the entree, I learned how to put me first. And that's what we have to do. We have to learn how to put ourselves first. And everything else can wait, because self-care is the best care. And you can't take care of anybody else unless you take care of yourself. And I know sometimes that's hard to do, because we feel so bad about taking care of ourselves. People also make us feel guilty about putting ourselves first. No, that is a priority. You have to take care of yourself. Even if you're on an airplane, they tell you, if something happens and we go down, you put the mask on yourself first, then the other person, because you gotta save you before you can save anybody else. And sometimes you need to express that shit to other people. And people do not want to hear no, but no is a complete sentence. If I don't want to do it, then I'm not going to do it. I got to put my feelings first. My happiness comes first. And if you don't understand that, that's a you problem, honey. But I'm going to still be me. Because if I don't put me first, then who will? If you don't put you first, then who will? Stop and think about that for a second. If you don't put yourself first, who will? You got to do it for yourself. And you putting other people first does not necessarily mean that you love them more. It's actually showing how much you don't love you. You're showing how much you don't love yourself, because you're putting everybody else before you. And you don't need to do that. Self-care equals self-love. You have to take care of yourself. So not taking care of yourself is a little bit like this. So if I have a house and I pay my light bill, my water bill, my gas bill, I'm paying the lawn man, I'm paying everything else, but I don't pay the house note, bitch, where's all that gonna go? Because you have to take care of the house first before you can take care of everything else. You have to take care of you first before you can take care of everybody else. They say that you cannot give from an empty cup. Baby, I'm tired of being empty and people still wanting to drain me. I ain't got shit left. I don't have nothing left. You have nothing left, but yet you keep giving and giving and giving and giving. Baby, y'all need to stop this, because it's not like you have anything to prove to anybody. Okay, well, I'm putting everybody first. I'm doing everything for everybody. I'm trying to please everybody. How is this benefiting you? What is this doing for you? By you pleasing everybody, what is it doing you? I'll tell you, it's making you stressed out. You exhausted. You depressed. You have anxiety, wondering if you're doing enough for everybody. Are you doing enough for you? Are you caring enough for you? And we often tend to get upset when people have these patterns now that they constantly go to you and ask you for things, and we have nerve to get upset. We set the standard. We are the ones that set the standard. People only do to you what you allow them to do. And you can't expect anybody to care if you don't care about you. So if you don't care about you, honey, they don't care either. So they're going to continue to do what you allow them to do until you make yourself a priority. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. So I went out to the club, and I find a message out of anything. I don't know how, I don't know why, bitch, I just do. So I go to the club and I just observe that there's this bouncer, and he is checking everybody from head to toe. Like, you have to have a certain shirt on, you can't have jeans on, and if you do, it have to be a certain type of jeans, you have to have a certain type of shoes. So these people knew before even entering the club that you had to come to the club a certain kind of way. You had to step right or you couldn't step at all. You was not getting into this club unless you were correct. And it was his job to make sure that you fit the criteria to get into the club. Baby, everybody is not supposed to have access to you. You need to become the bouncer in your own life. Because if you become the bouncer in your own life, people are going to start to check themselves and make sure that they are good enough to be in your presence, because they know that they can't take advantage of you, because they know that now you have made yourself a priority. So you're not going to take anything. Baby, don't ask me what I can bring to the table. Bitch, I am the table, and you have to be VIP in order to sit with me. I don't just take anybody, because not everybody at your table means you well. Not everybody at your table wants to actually sit and eat with you. Some people just want a plate to go. Some people want to take the shit that you have to offer and go. But you can't get mad when people take your energy and you're the one that gave them the straw. So that's why self-care is a priority. That's not a luxury. It's a necessity. Taking care of yourself is a necessity. Self-care equals self-love. And if you don't love you, you can't expect anybody else to love you. Baby, I love me. I love me. It is okay to express to other people, no, I do not want to do this. And you don't owe them an explanation. I just don't want to do it, because I'm no longer putting myself second or last on my list. Baby, make yourself first on your list. You are a priority. Become the bouncer in your own life. Because, baby, you are the shit, the whole shit, and nothing but the shit. And you know this. So act accordingly. So as you go out there and be great in their fucking face, know your worth. Be number one. And as always, have a good day on purpose, huh? You're welcome. And if you like my shit, you need to share it with somebody that need it, because I think that somebody might need this. So share my shit. All right? Love y'all. Bye. Not pop, because bitch, you're gorgeous.